This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello everybody, a huge welcome as ever. This is The Show That Goes Like This with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have you along on this chilly Tuesday evening. I think if I was working for the Met Office, I could have declared a white Christmas had it been Christmas today. I was in Shenfield in the High Street, round about lunchtime. Pretty sure snowflakes fell, albeit briefly, for about 5 or 10 minutes or so. Turned to sleep and then went away, thank goodness. But pretty freezing out there. Is it where you are? Have you had snow? Hope you're doing okay. Anyway, we're going to have some fun for the next couple of hours here on the Phoenix Airwaves. Thanks for joining in. So what's going on the 7th of March? Well, loads of ridiculous holidays to look at, and we'll do some celebrity birthdays as well. In the weird world of news, we'll find out about the cheapest city in Europe to visit, how you can keep some wine fresh as well. A man who's getting over-prepared, probably, for the summer months with a brand new tattoo. All that's still to come. We've got an intense debate you can vote on, which I'll be telling you about in the next 15 minutes or so. I'm sure that's going to catch the imagination as well. And lots of great music. What is the theme of the day? Well, one of today's ridiculous holidays that is celebrated on the 7th of March all over the world is Unique Names Day. Yes, unique names. Now, there are bands and artists with regular names. There are bands and artists with ridiculous names. And as you all know, I like to embrace the ridiculous here on The Show That Goes Like This. So we're going to be doing that musically tonight. Before I play our opening track, huge thanks to Joe Bailey for Drive Time, our brand new Phoenix FM Drive Time presenter. Joe did another great job. She's been here almost a week now, so she's an old hand at it. Absolutely fantastic. Well done to you. And now then, what are we going with to open the show with a fantastic track? Well, have to be ridiculous band names. And you can't get more ridiculous than this, really. The Fine Young Cannibals. What is all that about?
Stop going in. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well, and I'm glad you're here. Keep it here until 8 o'clock tonight, 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com, also available on smart speaker. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can get the webcam feed into the studio as well. Fantastic. Loads of great music to come from ridiculously named artists. That to look forward to throughout the next couple of hours, as well as all the stuff I said before. And I'm looking forward on sharing tonight's intense debate. It's going to be very intense. In recent weeks, we've discovered, thanks to your voting, that Burger King is better than McDonald's. And on Pancake Day, controversially, that donuts are better than pancakes. And when it comes to takeaways, Chinese was better than Indian. That was controversial. More controversy and chances to get involved with it coming up later on as well. And lots of music that I'm excited to play you, mainly because there's a lot of ridiculous names in there and I've found it quite amusing doing the research for them. Speaking of research, why on earth are they called the Fine Young Cannibals? Well, in case you didn't know, they were inspired by the 1960 movie release, All the Fine Young Cannibals. There you go. Their debut album came out in 1985. So they grew up watching All the Fine Young Cannibals, clearly, and thought, yep, that'd be a ridiculous name for a band and sure to instigate big hits for us. They were absolutely right. Well, I tell you what, we'll have another track and then we'll get into celebrity birthdays for the 7th of March. That's something exciting to look forward to. And I'm looking forward to all the visits to the weird world of news as well. Possibly being able to share how you might be able to find a free seat on an aeroplane with a bit more room than normal. And a problem that people may have encountered with regards to flat pack furniture from places like IKEA. How you can save yourself a lot of hassle there as well. So don't say I don't help you throughout life as well. Yeah, the weird world of news is very life hack oriented tonight. That's just the way it goes. And there are some ridiculous holidays as well. So actually, I'm going to share a couple of those with you because yes, it is Unique Names Day, as we were already dealt with. But did you know the 7th of March, very excitingly, is National Cereal Day. Now, I know we've heard a lot in the media recently about the cost of living, but I went into the supermarket to get a box of cereal yesterday. I don't know why I felt like I hadn't done it for a while, but it was a regular supermarket as opposed to what we all now know and love as the slightly cheaper supermarkets, maybe. And in a regular supermarket, standard price for a box of cereal now, £4. There were some at £4.05, £4.20. I thought, that's ridiculous. In the cheaper supermarkets, you can still get them for about £1, £1.50. So, yeah, if you like your cereal, well, if you like your brand name cereals, you're going to have to look at paying £4 for a box. I was outraged. There we go, though. It's National Cereal Day. Yes, it's Unique Names Day. But don't forget, I do like to find the truly ridiculous holidays that occur around the time of my broadcast. And this week, believe it or not, all week is Dental Assistant Recognition Week. Why? Why is that a thing? I mean, I do exhaustive research to find the wackier ones for you, but how did that ever start? Oh, we don't get awareness. Let's celebrate on this date. No, let's not do a day. Let's celebrate all week. Dental Assistant Recognition Week. And it used to be said, didn't it? April showers. April was known as a rainy month. But maybe the seasons are all askew with climate change, global warming and the like. Because now, March is genuinely celebrated all across the world as National Umbrella Month. I haven't made any of these up. 7th of March is Unique Names Day and National Cereal Day. Also all week, it's Dental Assistant Recognition Week. And yes, all throughout March, National Umbrella Month. I don't know why I'm sad about it, just like you. Now, thanks to another fellow Phoenix FM presenter, Mr. Rob Harvey, who will be back tonight after me with Synth City, because when I put a request on social media for ridiculously named artists and bands, he weighed in with one So thanks to you, Rob. Many of you have weighed in, and if you would still like to weigh in, you can get in touch at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio, and my personal Ben Simmons page on Facebook. So loads of ways to get interactive tonight. But thanks to Rob Harvey, we're now going to hear from Bjork. That is a ridiculous name. Slightly bizarre song as well.
Oh, so still. Shh, shh, you're all alone. Shh, shh, and so peaceful until. You wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you crush your heart and hope to die till it's over, and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again, shh, shh, start another big riot. You blow a fuse, sing the devil cuts loose, sing so what's the use? Wow! Of falling in love. It's oh so quiet.
FM.
Definitely one of the stranger named artists out there, Bjork. No idea what her full name is, actually. I'm going to do some exhaustive research on your behalf while the next track is on. But yes, not only a strangely named artist, but also a relatively bizarre song. Yes, I remember seeing that on Top of the Pops when it first came out, and them saying it was harking back to a track from the 1920s or something. So, yeah, fabulous. Bjork, It's Oh So Quiet. Courtesy of Rob Harvey. Thanks for suggesting that to Rob. I hope your Tuesday's still going well. Shall we do it, then? I think yes. Let's go crazy and have some of the old celebrity birthdays. Who's celebrating today, then? Actress Jenna Fischer of the US Office fame is 49 today. That can't be right, can it? Wow. Rachel Weisz is 53 today. Bryan Cranston is 67 today. Former West Indian cricketer Viv Richards is 71 today. Director Matthew Vaughan is 52 today. E.L. James, I don't need to say too much more, is 60 today, if you know, you know. England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford is 29 today, and the Romford Pele, Ray Parler, it's a nice round number for him, he is 50 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if you are celebrating a birthday as well today, very many happy returns of the day to you from all of us here on the show that goes like this at Phoenix FM. That did make me feel old. Jenna Fischer from the US Office is nearly 50. She's 49. Craziness. And Bryan Cranston. I watched Breaking Bad relatively late after its release. I think I probably watched it all maybe 5 years or so ago. But 67, Bryan Cranston, ridiculousness. He's quite a character, though. He's quite good on talk shows and stuff like that. Yes. Right, let's have another stupidly named track. Well, actually, the track's fine. It's the stupidly named artist it's all about. Why are we doing that? Because the 7th of March, if you've just joined us, is Unique Names Day. So we're looking at those bands and artists with slightly crazier names, musically, all throughout the show up until 8 o'clock tonight. And you just can't have imagined this track being successful. It's all coming back to me now. I know what you're thinking. Yes, Celine Dion, very good. But let's think originally performed by a certain Meatloaf. Why on earth would you call yourself Meatloaf? I've got to find out Bjork's name as well. All that coming up.
When the wind was so cold that my body froze in bed, if I just listened to it right outside the window.
There were days when the sun was so cruel that all the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever.
Crying in the instant that you left, and I can't remember where I went or how. And I banished every memory you and I had ever made. But when I touch you like this,
touch you like this,
and I hold you like that,
hold you like
this, it's so hard to. It's all coming back to me.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
There were moments of gold, and now a
flashes of light.
There were things I'd never do again, but then they'd always seem right.
You
want me like this,
you want me like
and
this.
If you need me like
coming back to me now.
Phoenix FM.
Nice version, Meatloaf, it's all coming back to me now. I did say I'd find out why he was called Meatloaf, and I did say I'd do some research into Bjork's full name. You can understand why she's just known as Bjork. Her full name is Bjork Gudmundsdottir. Yeah, so doesn't roll off the tongue very easily, does it? Bjork Gudmundsdottir. You hear of Icelandic footballers called Gudmundsson and stuff like that. Common sort of Scandinavian end to a name with an S-O-N on the end, or a double S-O-N, but Gudmundsdottir is her surname. Hence a single named artist, just Bjork. Now, with regards to Meatloaf, there are various stories around about how he ended up being called Meatloaf. He was born Marvin Aday and then legally changed his name to Michael in 1984. So legally Michael Aday when he passed away. But how did he get called Meatloaf? Well, there's one story about him being run over by a truck as a dare, thinking that his head, all his friends said his head would turn to meatloaf, and he said no, he had a strong head and would be fine. There's also another story about him accidentally treading on a football coach's foot, who told him to get off him, you big hunk of meatloaf. His classmates overheard and stuck the name on his locker. But ironically, he never minded being called Meatloaf and kind of embraced it. He ended up feeling sad about his real name, which is why he changed it. Levi's ran a commercial in the 80s that included the slogan, "Poor fat Marvin can't wear Levi's." Wouldn't get away with that these days, would you? Bit of fat shaming. And at the time, Marvin Aday couldn't handle that everybody associated the name Marvin with negativity. And so he legally changed his name to Michael, and obviously preferred professionally to be known as Meatloaf. There we go, Meatloaf. Was he Mr. Loaf professionally? You know how, like, Reg Dwight is Elton John? Clearly John is his stage surname. Is it a Meatloaf all one name, or is he Meat? Mr. Loaf. I think I need to stop worrying about it and play more music. Yes, let's do that. Here's a truly ridiculous name that's fabulous. I haven't been doing all the thanks really satisfactorily. Paul Milton wanted to hear Meatloaf, so thanks to Paul for suggesting that. And Rachel Willett, longtime friend and occasional contributor to the show, wants to hear the next track by the one and only Engelbert Humperdinck. There's a corker.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind, her kisses told me I had no love in arms to cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. stop myself from.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Engelbert Humperdinck, A Man Without Love. If you want to know his name's origin story, apparently it was suggested by his manager after noting he'd struggled to make it in the music business and thought he deserved a more arresting name, so to speak, and was inspired by the 19th century Austrian composer who wrote Hansel and Gretel. And therefore he suggested Engelbert Humperdinck, and assumed it would grow in popularity as the singer rose to fame, which I guess you could say, kind of worked. Well done, Engelbert. Jerry Dorsey. Anyway, it's the 7th of March. Hope your Tuesday evening is still treating you well. I haven't remotely talked about tonight's intense debate, but I'm going to. Get ready for some sheer excitement. Yes, you can get involved on social media. Tonight we are simply asking, out of these two citrus fruits, which is better, lemon or lime? Lemon or lime? At the moment, I would say it's pretty close. Only a handful of votes in it, but lime is currently ahead. Lemon or lime? You know, what's more useful? I don't know what I associate with things. Now that trend started of putting a slice of citrus in the top of bottles of beer. I quite like a lime in that respect. Although, pancakes, we've recently had pancake day. Lemon and sugar, you can't beat it. I don't know, I get the feeling lemon is more popular. Isn't it also true that limes are basically just not quite as ripe lemons and limes will become lemons eventually? I think it's something like that, isn't it? I better check that before I go treating that as gospel. But anyway, yes, you can get involved. You can vote at Bensim Radio on Twitter at the top of the profile. The poll is there. Single click or tap to vote. Which is better, lemon or lime? If you're not on Twitter, it's on my Facebook profile as well. But you have to comment indicating your preference. I'll tot up all the votes before the end of the show and we will have the result of another intense debate decided thanks to the lovely legend listeners of the show that goes like this. Tonight, which is better, lemon or lime? It's up to you. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook. Go for it. Right, how are we a quarter of the way through the show already? Unbelievable. Anyway, here's a truly ridiculously named track, suggested on social media earlier on by Mr. Stuart James. Thank you very much, Stuart, for suggesting this. Another one with a ridiculous band name and a ridiculous track name. If someone ever said you get a UK huge hit with a track called you'd have punched them, wouldn't you? If you were quite violently inclined, you certainly would. And if the band were called the Crash Test Dummies, you'd go, sorry, were you on something when you came up with this? Anyway, here's the huge hit, by the Crash Test Dummies. It's actually quite a nice song. Very deep voice, though, isn't it?
Once there was this kid.
Once there was this kid. Got into an accident and caught and come to school. But when he finally came back, his hair. I turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. This girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it, it always just been there. Come directly home right after school, and when they went to their church, they shook and lurched all over the church floor. He couldn't quite explain it, they'd always just gone there.
Phoenix FM.
I always thought I could do quite a good impression of the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't go to school, but when...
Right, I'm not going to do the whole track, but yeah, I think I did it reasonably well, but I'll let you be the judges of that. Anyway... It's still the show that goes like this. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons, and you're tuned in, which is marvellous. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, it will be available from tomorrow morning on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this. You'll be taken to my blog page with all previous episodes available. I should say all previous 251 episodes. Unbelievable. This is episode 252 of this show. Fantastic. Hope you're enjoying it. Thanks for your company. Now, I am going to update you on the intense debate for this evening, the lemon versus the lime. And then after the next track, we'll pay our first visit to the weird world of news. Remember, all these things to look forward to. Finding out about Europe's cheapest city. Finding out, maybe a hack you've not heard before, about how to keep wine fresh for longer. How, if you're a frequent flyer, you might be able to get a row of seats to yourself. How, if you purchase flat-pack furniture and there's a problem with it, you don't have to bring the whole thing back. And also, we're going to tell you about the man who got a tattoo that he will possibly regret later in life, but definitely feels ready for the summer. Quite a few things to look forward to in the weird world of news tonight. amongst everything else as well. Well, in the intense debate so far, most definitely limes have edged ahead. But it would only take a handful of votes for lemons for it to swing the other way. So, yes, thanks for everybody that's voted already. If you want to get involved, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and it will be the first thing on that profile for you to do a single click or tap to cast your vote. If you're not on Twitter and want to vote on Facebook, there is a post at the top of my profile asking which is better, lemon or lime, and you just have to comment beneath that post to indicate your preference. So do just that. Give it a share or a retweet, and more people can cast their vote. Fantastic. Right. Ridiculously named music. I did look up why they were called the Crash Test Dummies. Apparently, a friend of the band was in medical school and suggested that name after the famous diagnostic mannequin known colloquially as a crash test dummy. As the public had heard of it, they decided to go with it, and then obviously success came afterwards. So the Crash Test Dummies. It's still a bizarre name for a song title. It doesn't trip off the tongue very well, does it? Oh, have you heard that? Or the mumbling song, as I like to call it. Anyway, here's a band with a ridiculous name. Let's all enjoy Kajagoogoo.
Thank you.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company as ever. You may be wondering, why were they called Kajagoogoo? Well, in 1981, the band Art Nouveau advertised for a new lead singer. They ultimately chose Christopher Hamill, who went under the stage name Limahl, which was an anagram of Hamill, in case you hadn't known that. And then the group renamed themselves Kajagoogoo because of the baby's noises. Bizarre. Baby's noises. Because of the sounds that many infants make. Their first sounds. Kajagoogoo. Well, okay, I'm not sure I agree with that, but I'll now have an appreciation for why it was called Limahl. But yep, if you put together some words that babies say before they're able to speak, they say Kajagoogoo, apparently. Okay, there we go. So don't say you don't learn things by listening to the show that goes like this. Now, I did promise we'd pay a visit to the Weird World of News, and we absolutely will do that, but I'm going to get another track on first. So to that end, I think it's fair enough to now play a track I've always really enjoyed. This is Ugly Kid Joe. It's not a nice sentiment, but I like it.
Phoenix FM.
Ugly Kid Joe, Everything About You. I always quite enjoyed it. It's not a nice lyric, but there you go. Anyway, why were they called Ugly Kid Joe? Well, they were initially called Overdrive, changed the name to Suburban White Alcoholic Trash, and then decided to be a parody of the LA glam band Pretty Boy Floyd, and they changed their name to Ugly Kid Joe. There we go. So, yeah. I'm learning tonight with you guys, which is fantastic. Now, I did promise a visit to the Weird World of News, and I say Weird World of News, many of the items featured in the Weird World of News segment tonight are more life hacks, if you like. For instance, I'm now about to tell you the cheapest city to travel to in Europe, and it may surprise you. So, clearly, the kind of more famous and obvious ones are not likely to be the cheapest, because businesses there will hike prices just because it's a popular destination. Less popular, but still beautiful, some Balkan countries. Namely, from the former Yugoslavia, in Montenegro, you can find the city of Podgorica. Podgorica has been declared the cheapest city in Europe to have a city break, where you can get a weekend away for two people for less than £250, inclusive of flights. Impressive. Yes, and that would include return flights, taxis around the city, meals out, tickets to local attractions, and two nights in a hotel. No one's saying the quality of the hotel, but around £222, a certain travel agent is selling that trip for. And a similar kind of trip to a city called Zug in Switzerland, which is declared the most expensive place for a short stay in Europe, would cost almost five times as much, £1,022. So Podgorica in Montenegro should be a destination you would aspire to go to if you want to have a great time and not have to splash the cash too much. It has a number of beautiful parks, riverside views, some amazing nightlife, has the Petrovic Castle built in 1891, which sits in the largest public park in the city, has a 19-metre clock tower in the city centre built in the 17th century, also a mosque created in the 15th century, which has interesting historical significance. It's quite a green and leafy city. And in terms of eating out, a restaurant called Zlatibor is widely viewed as the best spot to try the delights of Podgorican cuisine. It has a fish soup, which is very highly rated. And other delicacies to try in Montenegro called Cevapi, a type of grilled mincemeat served in a flatbread, Krostule, fried dough shaped into a bow and sprinkled with sugar, and Kacemak, which is a mix of cornmeal and potatoes served with yogurt and cheese. There we go, that is exciting. Also, thanks to Ron Wilmot, who's been in touch again. We talked about the crash test dummies and a few minutes ago, and Ron has said, in the 1960s, American singer Major Lance had a hit with Um. So, yeah, maybe the crash test dummies were also inspired by them. So thank you very much to Ron Wilmot for that info. See, if you want to get in touch, you will get a shout-out on the airwaves. That's how it works on the show that goes like this. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and Ben Simmons, my personal page as well, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can still vote on tonight's intense debate, which is better, lemons or limes? You quite literally will decide. And all the tracks you hear, if you're joining us late, have ridiculously named artists that have sung them. Therefore, let's have another one. Echo and the Bunnymen. On the road. Why the heck are they called Echo and the Bunny Man, or Bunny Men even? I'm sure there's more than one Bunny Man. I hear you ask, yes. Well, Will Sargent from Echo and the Bunny Men explained the origins of the band's name. He said, "We had this mate who kept suggesting all these weird names like the Daz Men or Glycerol and the Fan and Extractors. And Echo and the Bunny Men was one of them. I thought it was just as stupid as the rest." And they went for it. Can you imagine if they'd been called the Daz Men? That's not too bad. Glycerol and the Fan Extractors. That would have been bizarre. Echo and the Bunny Men. There we go. There's no particular reason. Just a guy suggested ridiculous things and they accepted one of them. Love stuff like that. Now, don't forget, you can still cast your vote. What's better, lemons or limes? The intense debate will rage for another 50 minutes or so, and then voting will close and we will have another declaration of intensity just before we go off the air at 8 o'clock tonight. And loads of great stuff coming up on Phoenix FM throughout a Tuesday evening. Rob Harvey back with Synth City from 8 until 10. Then from 10, it's the playlist with uninterrupted recent chart hits to take you through to midnight. Fantastic. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Okay, let's have more music. Here's one I wanted to play for quite a while. I think this was suggested by Paul Milton, was it, earlier on social media? It's the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with I'm the Urban Spaceman. You can't get much more ridiculous than that on Unique Names Day, can you?
I've got speed, I've got everything I need.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with I'm the Urban Spaceman, so named from the 1920s era British cartoon character created by George Studdy. At first they were known as the Bonzo Dog Dada Band because of being linked with the absurdist Dada art movement of the post-World War I era. And they changed to the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. But yes, named after a British cartoon character from the 1920s. There is a shocker. I'm learning something almost every link tonight on the show that goes like this. Now, time to pay another visit to the weird world of news and help you maybe, particularly the sommeliers amongst you. And I know there must be many that tuned into this show. How can you keep your wine fresher for longer? Are you that bothered? Are you a bottle doesn't last very long kind of household or person even? Or do you keep wine in your fridge after opening it for a while? Or if it's red wine, keep it out on the top with some kind of stopper in? Anyway, maybe you may want to change your wine habits because a TikTok user has shared the following hack to help keep a wine fresh in the bottle for maybe, well, not necessarily in the bottle, but for at least a week after opening. Basically, the problem with putting a cork back in the wine bottle or putting a stopper in it is that ultimately it does allow oxygen to get to the wine. But if you have any of those kind of air-free jars, like a Kilner jar, if you know what I mean, I think they're also known as mason jars, aren't they? But like those ones that have a sort of rubber seal and a clip on it that you kind of clip down. Decant the wine into that. Yes, it will have a tiny bit of air in it in the space above the wine in the jar, but it has a much less chance of regular oxygen getting to it and will keep it in a better condition for longer. Yes. See, I like to help people who like alcohol as well as people who don't like alcohol on the show that goes like this. Don't say I don't help you in some way or another. Now, here's a track I always enjoy listening to, although it is by a band with a silly name. Sixpence, None the Richer. I've been looking for the singer from this band for ages because she just keeps singing Kiss Me over and over again. I would if she was anywhere nearby. Missed opportunity there.
Kiss me out of the bearded barley lightly beside the green, green grass. Swing,
FM.
The fabulous Sixpence None the Richer with Kiss Me There. Now, I always like to look what's trending on Twitter, and there's some bizarre things trending on Twitter right now, slightly worrying things, which I will bring to you shortly, and also we will have more visits to the Weird World of News / Life Hacks section coming up later on in the show. Don't forget to cast your votes on tonight's intense debate, which is better, lemons or limes? You decide, and voting will close in about 40 minutes from now, so not all that long left. Well, it's been crazy so far. Did you know it's National Cereal Day today and Unique Names Day, hence the music from weirdly named bands throughout the show? But also all week, it's Dental Assistant Recognition Week. I'm sad about it. Why that exists, I don't know. I'm not saying we shouldn't recognise dental assistants, but for a whole week? And for a whole month, should we celebrate umbrellas? National Umbrella Month is March. I am going to find it very difficult to forget that in future years. Oh, yes. May have to buy myself a new umbrella every March from now on. I'm not going to do that. Right, here is the fabulously named Hootie and the Blowfish.
Baby, call the doorbell. only wanna be with you. Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, they wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Hootie and the Blowfish, Only Wanna Be With You. Why are they called Hootie and the Blowfish? Well, lead singer Darius Rucker was inspired by his nicknames for two friends from college. One wore huge round glasses that made him look like an owl, so he got called Hootie. The other had big puffy cheeks, made him look like a blowfish. He combined those together and Hootie and the Blowfish were born. There we go. See, I like origin stories like that. I said about things that are trending on Twitter, and there's some worrying things trending on Twitter, like Nazi Germany and New National Front, because some people are up in arms at this new immigration bill that is going to be passed in the government, restricting the rights of immigrants to stay in the country or something, and basically saying that I haven't looked into it enough to be able to speak with any authority on it. I'm just saying what's trending on Twitter. But basically the government's current bill that is being brought through the House of Commons to tighten immigration laws has not been well received by a large number of Twitter users, and therefore Nazi Germany and New National Front are currently trending in the UK on Twitter. There we go. Right, we'll look at what else is trending with a little bit less dark undertones throughout the rest of the show tonight, and plenty more tracks still to come by ridiculously named bands and artists, and a few more visits to the weird world of news as well. After this next track, I'll give you a hack about how you may be able to sit more comfortably on a flight. Until then, here with their version of Smooth Criminal, Alien Ant Farm.
She was struck down, it was her doom.
Phoenix FM.
Alien Ant Farm and Smooth Criminal. Why are they known as Alien Ant Farm? Well, they're believed, whilst coming out with their name, they believed that our planet was potentially seeded by entities from other dimensions when life started on it, and we were basically an alien ant farm on planet Earth. So, yeah, there we go. That's how it all happened. Right, let's go back to the weird world of news and find out all about flight hacks. Yes, not life hacks, but flight hacks. And here's something quite interesting. Many people get frustrated at being forced to sit next to other passengers on a plane, or maybe you've got someone behind you with a child that's making a lot of noise or kicking the back of your seat, or you've got someone rather less than exciting to sit next to. Let's just leave it at that. What can you do about it? Well, one user of social media recently declared, "I got a whole row to myself on a Qantas flight, and this is how I did it. Get to the boarding gate, wait until about 10 minutes before people start to file onto the plane." How do you know when it's 10 minutes before? You know, that's the only problem. "But open up the Qantas app and click the seat selector tool. And then if there's a whole row free, or even just a better seat, make a mental note of that seat number. While you won't be able to swap to the seat with the space either side of it on the app, you can go to the boarding gate and ask staff there if they'll make the swap for you." The user said, "I've done this successfully quite a few times while flying with Qantas." Now, I know what you might be thinking, I'm not going to fly with Qantas, but a lot of people use budget airlines, and a Ryanair passenger last year did something similar. Obviously, there are lots of added extras on Ryanair flights. After choosing your destination and time, you're offered opportunities to rent a car, book a hotel room, get holiday insurance, and also if you want to reserve a seat, which can often cost £15 or more, or allow a random seat generator to just give you a seat, which is often sometimes not preferable. However, another TikTok user has discovered another option, which is basically the same as the Qantas thing. "What I do is go through all the random bits, take the option of a free random allocated seat, never pay, and then just before the flight, go back onto the app, click manage in the top corner, then click change, and it shows you a list of all the seats that are empty on the flight. Close the app, don't switch seats." He just makes a mental note of the seat and goes and sits in it. Has never been stopped by cabin crew, has done it multiple times, has never been asked for proof that he has reserved that seat. There we go. Yes, go to seat booking procedures from your airline on an app, and it will show you available seats on the flight. If there are any that you think are better than the one you've been allocated, either just go and sit in it, or if you're slightly more polite, ask the cabin crew if that's okay, and then hopefully they will say it's okay. So yeah, you may be able to get more space around you on a flight, or just a better seat. Flight hacks, life hacks, the show that goes like this has got it all. We aren't, though, a whiter shade of pale, but Procol Harum are.
Dream the way to answers first, just go see. Turn the wider shade off.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. You may be wondering why they're named Procol Harum. Well, it's probably from the Latin Procol Harum, which literally means far from these things. There is another story doing the round that they were named after someone's cat. Let's hope it's the slightly more highbrow Latin translation of Procol Harum. Far from these things. Okay, I'm going to go with that as a Latin scholar. It's better than being named after someone's cat, although I also like cats. There we go. Well, time to have another visit to the weird world of news. We've looked at frequent flyers and things like that, haven't we? Oh, yes, I've got to look at how to solve a problem like IKEA, so to speak. That will be coming up shortly. I think we're going to have another track while I find the IKEA solution. It's actually quite interesting when you think about it, but that's something to look forward to. Also, you've only got about 20 minutes to finish casting your votes for tonight's intense debate. Which is better, lemons or limes? Limes were ahead last I looked. Well, that's very close. It has got very close tonight. A couple of votes either way could be very, very decisive. So, at Benson Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons on Facebook, look for the post. If you're on Twitter, it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. If you're on Facebook, you've got to comment beneath the post with your preference. Here's another brilliantly named band with a slightly bizarrely named song, Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping, and some questionable lyrics as well.
Drink.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Chumbawamba with Tub Thumping. Yes, a strangely named band. Why on earth were they called Chumbawamba? Well, apparently one of the band members had a strange dream in which they couldn't decide which public toilet door to enter since the men and women signs had been replaced with Chumba and Wamba. I love that. That's a brilliant origin of a band name story. I didn't know which toilet to go to because the names had been replaced by Chumba and Wamba and I wasn't sure. Have you ever been into one of those sort of slightly pretentious bars or restaurants where they've got some kind of sign or wacky thing to represent men and women? I think it happened to be in a Mexican restaurant once and there was something that looked like a bull and something that looked like something else. I was like, is it a bull? Is it a cow? I'm not quite sure where I should go. I ended up picking the right one. It must have been instinct. There we go. Now, going back over to the weird world of news and hack, which have featured very heavily tonight. What about flat pack furniture? I'm sure everybody has had a bad experience with some kind of flat pack furniture somewhere, whether it's instructions that are difficult to follow, missing items, items left over at the end that you don't know what to do with, poorly packaged items. I don't know. But anyway, this could potentially save you a trip back to the store if you have a problem with your flat pack furniture. Many people think that a broken furniture part means you'll have to head back to IKEA to replace the entire set, but this isn't actually the case, as one social media user has shared with a video online. They play an IKEA cashier and a customer in one of those videos where they're kind of talking to themselves but playing two different characters. And as the customer asks the cashier whether they could return an item, to which the cashier replies, sure, is everything okay? Then the customer says, yeah, one of the pieces broke as I was putting it together. And the cashier replies, oh, don't worry, you don't need to return the whole thing. I'll just get you a new piece. And when the customer asks how much they owed for the new part, the cashier replies, nothing, it's free. That is true. IKEA have said, yes, we offer free replacement parts on all of our products, even if you bought something a long time ago and one of the pieces ended up breaking, well, within a year. We'd still get you a replacement part for free. That way you don't need to buy a whole new thing. That's quite interesting, isn't it? And this user on social media has said, that is why IKEA are the best. I had a wardrobe once that had a design flaw. Most of the wood ended up breaking. They came and picked it up for free and refunded it. So, yes, but if you have a small piece that's broken and thwarted your attempts to complete a piece of plat-fac? What's plat-fac furniture? You've got to be careful there, haven't you? Flat-pack furniture. Oh, dear. But, yeah, if you've got a small bit that's broken, take it back to IKEA. They'll just exchange the small bit for free for you. Could save you thinking you've got to return the whole thing. I had a bad experience some years ago with a bed frame. There were no missing parts, but they delivered the wrong colour twice. Yes, they delivered it once. I asked them to come and pick it up again because it was the wrong colour. They took it away and brought a new one, which was still the wrong colour. Ended up about 2 weeks after I was expecting it originally with the right colour. But no missing pieces. It wasn't from IKEA. It was from a random place online. Anyway, don't say I don't share stories about my life that are relevant to the topic I'm talking about at the time. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. Thanks to everyone that's been in touch in tonight's show. Probably just about 10 minutes or so left for you to vote on the intense debate, lemons or limes, which is better. We have got one more visit to the Weird World of News to come up before we leave you at 8 o'clock tonight, and plenty more tracks still to squeeze in as well. Don't forget, 7th of March, National Cereal Day. Also, Unique Names Day. And all week, it's Dental Assistant Recognition Week. And all month, it's National Umbrella Month! And now we celebrate artists everywhere with a band name, His Badly Drawn Boy.
Phoenix FM.
That was Badly Drawn Boy, Something to Talk About. I think that was used in the film About a Boy as well, which was appropriate. Damon Goff, of course, otherwise known as Badly Drawn Boy. Why is he otherwise known as Badly Drawn Boy? Well, apparently he chose that name from a character in the show Sam and His Magic Ball, which he saw on TV at a party in Trafford, Greater Manchester in 1995. Before he thought of using this name, he made some business cards. Each one was unique, with a printed picture of a drawing by his nephew and a small collage by Damon Goff himself. But yes, Badly Drawn Boy, as a result of the show Sam and His Magic Ball. Can't say it's inspired me very much, but it obviously inspired him. There we go. That's why he's known as Badly Drawn Boy. Well, a few tracks still to squeeze in. We've got to sum up the entire show, and we've got one more visit to the Weird World of News coming up. No more life hacks, just a ridiculous story to share with you about someone who's getting over-prepared for the summer. So look forward to that. In the meantime, though, here's quite a short track from another ridiculously named band, the Inspiral Carpets.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And quite simply, they were named Inspiral Carpets after a rug shop in Shaw, Greater Manchester. Yes, they were formed in the early 80s, 1983 in Oldham. And in nearby Shaw, there was a rug shop known as Inspiral Carpets. Fantastic. I love hearing origin stories of band names, and we've had some brilliant ones tonight. Yes, there's some really ridiculous names out there, though, when you think about the people we've heard tracks from tonight. The Fine Young Cannibals, Meatloaf, Engelbert Humperdinck, Kajagoogoo, Echo and the Bunnymen, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, Sixpence None the Richer, Hootie and the Blowfish. It's bizarre, certainly, and we've still got a few more to squeeze in. Three more, hopefully, before the end of the show. And you've only got 5 minutes or so left to vote on the intense debate, lemons versus limes. Which do you prefer? We'll have another track, and then we'll have our final visit to the Weird World of News and hear about the man who's over-prepared for the summer. Before that, though, it's the Pussycat Dolls. That's not the strangely named part of this track. Pussycat Dolls with Buttons featuring Snoop Doggy Dogg. Oh, dear.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. You keep frontin', say what
Pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
Loosen up my buttons, babe. Loosen up my buttons, babe. Won't you loosen up my buttons, babe? Loosen up my buttons, babe. Loosen up my buttons, babe. Loosen up my buttons, babe. Won't you loosen up my buttons, babe? Loosen up my buttons. I'm telling you to loosen up.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, it's all happening tonight. That was Pussycat Dolls featuring Snoop Dogg. Clearly, one of the more obvious reasons, he's called Snoop Dogg because he loved Snoopy from the Peanuts cartoons and latterly the Charlie Brown TV show as well. But yeah, all happening. Rob Harvey is in the studio preparing himself mentally for Synth City coming up after the news at 8 o'clock. I've just seen Stuart Pink in the building as well. What on earth's going on? Joe Bailey, the new Drive Time presenter, I've seen her today. I'm seeing multiple presenters. It's unbelievable. It's like Piccadilly Circus in here today. Fantastic. Now, a couple of tracks still to squeeze in before I leave you, but I did say one more visit to the Weird World of News. And yes, I did see this. Someone has shared on social media that they have got themselves a tattoo in preparation for the summer. And I did once work in pantomime with someone who played the genie in Aladdin and had to have their midriff exposed quite a lot. And they asked a makeup person to assist them and paint on a six-pack for them. Well, this person on social media has got an extra step and got a whole six-pack and chest tattooed on his torso. Permanently tattooed. It's unbelievable because you associate tattoos usually with being kind of blue colours, green colours, dark blue colours. He's got this properly tattooed as a sort of browns and beiges on his chest and abdomen with a six-pack. It does look quite good. But you think if he ever lets himself go, it's gonna look quite rubbish at some point in the future. And it's going to be very difficult to get lasered off or extremely painful, I would imagine. But yes, I'm sure if you do a bit of digging online, you'll find the examples of the man who's got overexcited about the forthcoming summer and now has a six-pack permanently tattooed on his stomach. Unbelievable. It looks slightly bizarre to me. Anyway, don't forget. Well, I think voting may have actually closed on the intense debate. Let me just check. I'll have to refresh a page and find out for you. and then I will bring you the results as part of the summing up of the show. I think I'm right. Yes, the voting has now closed, so you can no longer vote. And stay tuned to find out whether the listeners of the show that goes like this prefer lemons or prefer limes. That excitement to come after this from Lady Gaga, which is relatively stupidly named. Her original name's fairly bizarre, Stephanie Germanotta, and Bradley Cooper with Shadow.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
FM.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shadow. Well, as I said before, that the voting has closed. So what has been decided in the great citrus battle? Lemons versus limes, tonight's intense debate. And I can tell you, across all the votes in from Facebook and Twitter, lemons achieved 42% of the vote, limes with 58%. So we have officially declared limes are better. people who like limes everywhere certainly tuned into the show that goes like this will be celebrating tonight. There you go. Treat yourself to a wedge in celebration. Right, well, it's almost time to sum up the entire show. As ever, as I like to do, I'll quickly ask Rihanna what she made of it all.
That was quite a show. Very entertaining.
Thanks, Rihanna. Nice to hear from you again. And I'm going to play out with something. I haven't been able to gloat about football this season very much because the team I support have had a relatively poor season by their standards over the last few years. But as a Liverpool fan, I'm going to play out with a particular song that is just me indulging myself after that fantastic result over the weekend. Deliberately haven't talked about it much on the show. But what have we talked about? Well, the fact it's been National Cereal Day, Dental Assistant Recognition Week, absolutely ridiculous, National Umbrella Month, but of course Unique Names Day, and we've heard tracks from all the bands I mentioned before, and the likes of Badly Drawn Boy in Spiral Carpet, Snoop Dogg, Lady Gaga. So yeah, it's been a whole host of ridiculousness in terms of band names. We found out about Europe's cheapest city for a weekend break, Podgorica in Montenegro, where you can get a beer for around £1.20. That's a bit unbelievable in these times of cost of living crises, etc. You can keep wine fresh by pouring it out of the bottle, if you don't finish the bottle, into an airtight container. Also, if you go back on your airline's app and look at alternate seats but don't actually choose one, you may be able to see spare seats on the flight and just move there and they'll let you stay. And if you have a problem with anything that came from IKEA, if it's a tiny bit, you can just take the tiny bit back and you don't have to take the whole package back. Well, yes, I'm just going to say it once. 7-0. Enjoyed that massively on Sunday. Therefore, to play us out, indulge me with this. Rob's up soon. See you next week.
When you walk through a storm, hold your hand up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm there's a golden sky and the sweet. Yeah.